January's meeting of the Alaska Board of Fisheries largely focused on salmon, in particular the Cape Igvac and Cook Inlet areas. But board members also considered a number of other fisheries issues, both large and small, including several that affected groundfish. A few of the proposals dealt with cod in state waters, but with cod levels so low, they failed to pass. Julie Bonney is the executive director of the Alaska Groundfish Data Bank, which represents Kodiak's trawlers and processors.
Several had to do with the way the cod fishery is structured and managed, and because of the state of the cod fishery, most of those all failed, just because we're so close to the, or below the stellar sea lion protection trigger, so all directed fishing's closed in the Gulf of Alaska, and then they have reduced GHLs in the state fisheries, so people really didn't want to start tinkering with a stock that really isn't that healthy, so those were all put aside.
On another issue, the board voted unanimously to not establish a state sablefish fishery near Kodiak.
But that's really an untried fishery, and the board failed that proposal 06. And the rationale was that they were concerned that, one, it was an untried fishery, so you might have stranded quota. And then the other part was we didn't really understand what the bycatch might be for that fishery, especially with longline gear.
Since there's no data on how many, if any, fish might be caught in a new state sablefish fishery, it's possible that if the board had approved the new fishery, that fish would remain in the water, because boats fishing under the federal fishery would not be allowed to catch them. But there's nothing to indicate now that those who would fish in the new state fishery would catch them either. That could set up a situation where the fish simply don't get harvested. In other words, that quota would be stranded. Instead of creating a new fishery, the Board of Fisheries recommended that anyone interested in developing a new state sablefish fishery around Kodiak contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to see about establishing what's called a commissioner's permit to try a test fishery. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.